Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Beyond Anger, A Guide for Men is a self-help and psychology book by Thomas J. Harbin, a psychologist who focuses on anger treatment. Written specifically for men, it examines how anger is often expressed and managed differently in male behavior, and why chronic anger can become damaging when it is denied, minimized, or discharged through aggression. The book presents anger not as a simple mood problem, but as a pattern that can affect relationships, health, work, and decision-making. Its purpose is practical to help readers identify their own anger habits, understand the triggers and consequences of those habits, and build new routines that reduce reactive behavior. The revised edition also reflects more contemporary concerns, including the influence of social media, politics, aging, PTSD, and relapse prevention. In that sense, the book combines clinical perspective with accessible self-help guidance aimed at changing behavior before anger becomes destructive. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why Harbin treats anger in men as a behavioral and emotional pattern. A central idea in the book is that male anger is not just a momentary emotional outburst, but often a recurring pattern with recognizable habits, defenses, and consequences. Harbin frames chronic anger as something that can become normalized, especially when men are socialized to avoid vulnerability and convert discomfort into irritation or aggression. This matters because the book does not reduce anger to a single trigger or a simple lack of willpower. Instead, it treats anger as a complex response that may hide fear, hurt, shame, or frustration. By approaching anger this way, Harbin gives readers a more accurate starting point for change. The goal is not merely to suppress feelings, but to understand the sequence that turns tension into hostile action. That clinical framing helps explain why the book is structured as a guide rather than a quick motivational manual. It asks readers to observe themselves, identify recurring patterns, and recognize that repeated angry behavior can become a stable part of identity unless it is addressed directly. Secondly, the book's step-by-step method for recognizing and interrupting chronic anger. Harbin's approach is practical and sequential, which is one of the book's main strengths. Rather than offering abstract advice, he leads readers through a process of acknowledging anger, examining how it shows up, and planning alternative responses. The emphasis on step-by-step change is important because anger problems usually unfold quickly and automatically. A person who reacts impulsively often needs tools that work earlier in the chain, before the escalation becomes physical, verbal, or self-destructive. The book's exercises are designed to help men notice patterns in timing, triggers, and bodily cues so they can intervene sooner. This makes the method preventive rather than purely reactive. It also fits the book's broader message that anger management is a skill set that can be practiced. By focusing on interruption and replacement habits, Harbin makes change feel concrete. Readers are not only told to calm down, but are shown how to build routines that reduce the likelihood of getting trapped in the same response cycle again. Thirdly, how uncontrolled anger damages family, work, health, and self-respect. The book consistently connects anger to its wider consequences, which gives the subject moral and practical weight. Harbin argues that chronic anger does not remain isolated inside the individual. It spreads into marriages, parenting, friendships, workplace relationships, and overall well-being. That broader framing is important because many readers may underestimate the cumulative cost of repeated hostility. Even when anger does not lead to overt violence, it can erode trust, create emotional distance, and make everyday cooperation difficult. The book also treats health as part of the problem, reflecting the idea that sustained anger can contribute to stress and physical strain. This widens the discussion beyond behavior alone and makes the reader consider anger as a life pattern with social and bodily effects. Another key point is the way anger can undermine self-respect. A man who repeatedly acts in anger may see damage in his relationships and in his own sense of control. Harbin uses that consequence to motivate change, showing that anger management is not just about being nicer to others, but about preserving a more stable and functional life. Fourthly, why the revised edition matters: modern anger triggers and relapse prevention. The revised and updated edition stands out because it acknowledges that anger does not develop in a vacuum and that modern life introduces new pressures. The added attention to internet use, social media, politics, aging, PTSD, and relapse prevention updates the book's relevance without changing its central clinical purpose. This is significant because many anger triggers today are continuous, public, and highly stimulating. Social media can intensify comparison, outrage, and rapid reaction, while political discourse often rewards polarization and contempt. By including these topics, Harbin shows that anger management must account for environments that repeatedly provoke arousal. The discussion of PTSD also matters because it recognizes that anger can be linked to trauma rather than simple temperament. Relapse prevention is equally important, since anger management is rarely a one-time fix. readers need strategies for handling setbacks and returning to healthier patterns after difficult periods. These revisions make the book more than a classic self-help text. They position it as a response to changing social conditions and to the reality that recovery from anger is ongoing. Lastly, how the book speaks to men directly while still being useful to partners and family members. The book is written primarily for men, but it also has value for women and other people who live with or support angry men. That dual usefulness is one reason it has remained relevant in the anger management category. Harbin's direct address to men matters because he is responding to a pattern he believes is often overlooked, or minimized. Men may be less likely to talk openly about emotions and more likely to externalize distress through anger. By speaking in the context of male experience, the book avoids generic advice that can feel detached from the realities of how many men actually cope. At the same time, its explanations help partners, relatives, and counselors understand the logic of angry behavior without excusing it. This makes the book useful in relationships where one person is trying to support another person's change. The practical benefit is that readers can better identify warning signs, avoid enabling patterns, and communicate more effectively. In that sense, the book functions both as a self-help manual and as a guide for interpreting anger from the outside. In conclusion, Beyond Anger, A Guide for Men is best suited for men who recognize that anger is affecting their relationships, work, health, or sense of control and who want a structured way to change. It is also useful for partners, family members, therapists, and counselors who need a clearer understanding of how male anger often develops and why it can be difficult to interrupt. The book offers more than general encouragement. It gives a clinical but accessible framework for identifying chronic anger, tracing its consequences, and practicing preventive habits before escalation occurs. That makes it especially valuable for readers who prefer concrete guidance over theory alone. Compared with many books in the anger management category, its main distinction is its focused attention on men and the updated awareness of modern triggers such as social media, politics, PTSD, and relapse. It is not a broad emotional wellness book. It is a targeted intervention guide that treats anger as a learned and maintainable pattern. For readers who want a realistic, behavior-oriented approach to changing how they respond under stress, it remains a strong and specific choice. If you would like to support Thomas J. Harbin, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.